Tina gave you a rock or a stone, I guess. I'm not sure what the difference is. But, you know, there's power in these rocks. Especially power in these rocks when you get into an avalanche and they fall down on you. But that stone that was rolled in front of the tomb, they wanted to make sure they kept Jesus in it. They weren't sure, because that old boy said he was going to be raised in 3 days. And some of the religious leaders of the day thought, it just may be true. We're going to seal it up. We're going to put a big stone in front. And then we're going to seal it with an insignia ring, which is nothing but like a big glob of wax. And to make sure that seal wasn't broken. We know that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that stone was rolled away. In Israel, I've been blessed to visit other tombs besides just Jesus. And that's the tradition in them years of what they did. They buried these people in like a cave, and they would roll a stone over the entrance, primarily to keep the animals out from going in there and doing whatever animals do to dead bodies. But they wanted to keep Jesus in that tomb. But through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, that big rock. I don't know why. I never found, as much as archaeology goes in those days, I never heard anybody say, oh, we found a piece of the tomb of Jesus, that stone. I don't know. I'm sure it exists. Some archaeologists might be able to tell you. But stones and rocks, they kind of fascinate us. At least they do, maybe.